All right, guys, we are excited about Deadpool and Wolverine. We wreck Fallout and Sugar and break down the best of 90s movies. Here we go. And here we go, Nordy's podcast. I'm Eric. I'm here with Jim. How's it going?
Just wonderful. How are you, man?
Hey, I am so great. We had a really fun sports podcast. A
lot of fun things to talk about. The Wolves.
The Wolves and the draft.
Oh, my God.
What a great time of year it is for us right now.
Let's hope they both turn out just as wonderfully as we could ever imagine.
We deserve it.
We do. And much more.
All right. Lots to get into here. But before we do, we need you guys to give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Nordy's Podcast and subscribe anywhere you guys get your favorite podcast from and get the Nordy's Podcast directly to your phone or your device each and every week for free.
Appreciate it.
Also, we're back drinking the beer of the summer.
Beer of the summer.
Coors Light.
Not even quite the summer yet, but it is heating up. Feels good out there. So we're drinking Coors Light.
Coors Light. To hydrate.
Yeah, exactly. Because we're healthy people.
That's what my motivate or my like advertising would be if I was Coors Light.
Yeah.
Get hydrated this summer.
Right. Stay hydrated, friends.
All right, here we go. Before we dive into anything else, I want to add, so we've a couple times we've touched on our internet moments of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to add an internet moment of the year to our list.
Yeah.
My moment
We're tracking. Is
JoJo Siwa. Now, I wouldn't have really known who JoJo Siwa was, but she has kind of taken over the internet in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, no, she has.
First off, maybe the worst look ever.
You mean like the kiss look?
Oh, it's so bad. I don't even know what she's going
for. But nobody's ever made a bigger transformation than she has.
Her stuff is hilarious. I'm not even trying to rip her here.
It's just funny. I mean, so do you know, like, I didn't really know much about her, but it's just as like a celebrity that's on the internet, I guess she came from like Dance Moms.
Yeah, Dance Moms. Big star from there.
And then she became like a giant YouTube star.
Huge YouTube star, and then she made like hundreds of millions or something from selling bows.
Wow.
Or like headbands or something.
Oh, okay.
So she's like really wealthy because she made like headbands or something. And then like
that was
then they made it into like her own clothes.
Okay.
And then
I'm sure she's got like some deals with Walmart. That's where I imagine she's kind of thriving.
Yeah. Now she has this song called Karma and it's kind of catchy.
Okay.
And it was originally written for Miley Cyrus, but Miley like turned it down like 20 years ago.
Okay. But
and then like somebody else
around.
Recorded it like 10 years ago.
Didn't do well enough.
Now she recorded it. And it's just like every bit of thing that she has done, every interview she's given,
all the press,
anything she does has turned into like a viral moment. If you guys are like listening right now and you're like, what are these guys talking about? If you've been on the internet, there's no way you could have avoided this.
Right.
It's just pandemonium. She gives hilarious interviews, not on purpose.
Right. Like, it's largely mean.
I can't, I'm not going to do it perfectly, like, but she's like,
yeah.
They're like, on your podcast, who would be your dream guest? And she's like,
let's just say I'd mix it up a little bit and like, maybe one of my exes.
I'm so glad we talked about this just so you would do the JoJo Siwa.
It's so bad.
I don't know. Maybe.
She literally claimed that she started gay pop.
Right. Yep.
Which is hilarious.
She invented gay pop. No
I'm
one's
not
ever
even,
had
I'm not here to rip her. Like, do your thing. Make your money. Be famous. Be, you know, make good music. People are like, I don't even care. It's just like every decision she's made has made it so she will be remembered for the memes in 2024, I feel like.
Yeah, so she's on the list. You know, there's been some great moments, obviously, and we'll have to detail them at the end of the year. But yeah, no, JoJo Siwa's inventing gay pop, transformation, face makeup is just all on the list.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so here we go. Do we care? First up, we got a big time trailer. Deadpool and Wolverine.
This is the MCU. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I thought this looked really cool.
It looks so good.
And actually, it's funny because
I like the R-rated movie. We get the R-rated trailer Red Band trailer. Yes,
yeah.
Please.
I would say that the big thing for me with this is that they had Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine for years. Years and years and years. Tons of movies, right?
On the pod, we have watched and detailed all his performances, yes.
And I didn't really care about him as Wolverine until now the end. And right. Now I'm like, what a treasure this guy is. He's so perfect. Like, when they actually dove, and it's like they started at such crappy base level, and now they've gone so deep that, like, at the end of his story, I'm more intrigued by his character than ever.
Honestly, yes. And it's like, you know, for the one of the first times I'm excited to see him play the character.
Me too.
Even with Logan, I'm like, this, you know, we thought, hey, this has potential, but we had never seen a superhero movie advertised like that. We didn't really believe it was going to be good.
And this R-rated Wolverine really works.
I know.
So I'm really excited.
I know
it about
does it. Because he's, you know why? Because he's got giant metal claws.
Yeah.
And it's not so fun just to punch somebody with the claws put away.
And
much better to stick it through their
head. And the thing is that it's like much, like the hardest metal too. So he's ripping everyone apart.
And I mean, he's cutting the guns in half and going right through their heads. And I mean, I love all of it. It's going to be really fun to see R-rated Wolverine again.
And I think that you're still getting goofy, funny Deadpool.
Which I think has worked. I mean, we're not the biggest Ryan Reynolds fans on this pod necessarily, but he's really good in the character. Like, he's quick and he's funny, and it works for me.
I just thought, like, watching the trailer though, it was like the same goofy character, but there was some depth to this story. Like, mm-hmm. there was something more desperate. There was something more deep. I think that they're gonna tell a really awesome story here, and I think that this is like the big hit of the year for Marvel. If it's not, oh boy. If this
and
is
it's
bad.
Gonna be funny, because I think that, like, they're going to make jokes about the state of the MCU in the movie, right?
I hope.
They break the fourth wall in Deadpool a lot. That's kind of part of the thing.
Is this the first X-Men in a Marvel movie?
Yeah, I guess so. No. Well, not the first mutant, but yeah, the
first X-Men.
Yeah, right.
Kind of exciting.
I know. And I kind of wonder, like, You can read into the trailer. We don't need to go into the details of which universes they're coming from and what happened.
Yeah.
You know, I will say that, like, Emma Corrin looked kind of cool as sort of this sorcerer.
Yeah,
person.
I liked it.
Kind of like, you know, almost like with that Sorcerer Supreme or whatever.
It'd be cool if we got like a Doctor Strange surprise.
Yeah,
or something.
I think we're going to get a lot of
I'm
funny
I'm hoping that
surprises.
They do some fun stuff like that. Like, it doesn't need to start up the rest of the MCU story, but like...
All the cocaine jokes at the end, I was going to say.
The cocaine
that, like,
jokes
and he's
really
like,
funny.
Feige wouldn't allow the cocaine jokes. No, you can't say it. I was like, all right.
I loved that.
All good stuff. Dude.
I think, like breaking that wall, like going into, I don't even know, but like, you know, talking about it. Like, he was like, are you going to tell us about this, or are we just going to have a flashback in the third act?
Yeah.
Like, all of that is really funny to me. So, I'm excited. I thought this looked really cool, and I am excited about the yellow Wolverine costume.
He does look great.
It's really cool.
He looks cool. Like, dude, we talked a lot about jerseys and on the last pod, like, well, at the end anyways. And I'm like, sometimes you just go with the fucking classics because it works. Like, stop trying to make everything like
black and leather,
gray and boring.
Yeah, everything is black and gray and leather.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need that.
I don't
need. I need their just original costumes. Like, I want Gambit wearing that weird head thing.
Give him the head thing.
What's the head thing even about?
We don't really know. Does he put it on every day, or is it just like part of him?
I think that if they're going to update the story, it's a shiesty.
Nice. Maybe it's one of those shiesties that's got like Kanye West face printed on him.
Ooh, yeah.
So then he can do blackface, which is the only allowable way now to do that. Yeah, people have found a way around.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
I think I'd skip that one.
You skip those.
I think everyone should skip that one.
You skip that one. I would get like a Nick Cage one though.
Yeah.
You can do like a white guy, I think. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah, white face.
Yeah, white. I mean, that's fine. White face is fine for anybody, especially a white guy.
All right. How about this? Is M. Night Shyamalan back?
No. No. There's no way. There's no way. But once again, people are excited about a movie that he's got.
How does this guy get to keep making movies?
It's unreal, because the last movie he made, I believe, was Old, about that beach.
Ugh.
Where you And it was actually one of the worst movies I've ever
you
seen.
You watched it?
I watched the entire thing. Just waiting for, like, I was just watching, like, wow, this is really bad. Like, really bad. And then I was like, but what, let's wait for any kind of twist, right? I mean, like, there's got to be a twist. And it was just bad. Like, there was half a twist and nobody cared. And it was really, really horrible. But this has a local angle. And we love a local angle.
Okay.
Josh Hartnett.
Okay.
All right, so you still haven't seen Oppenheimer, which is unforgivable.
Yeah, I will.
You said that 2 months ago.
You're right, I did.
So anyways, this is going to be a better late than never, and it's the movie just came out. So Josh Hartnett was in that, and I was like, as soon as I saw him, I'm like, why would, you know, a director like Nolan choose him to be in it? Like, he hasn't acted. Was he ever good? And he was good. And it's exciting to see him kind of come back a little bit.
Yeah.
From essentially just like living in northern Minnesota and just being like a normal dude that's more handsome than everybody else. I don't know what his life has been like.
So he's in this.
He's the star of it. Yeah. Okay. I think he like, I don't know what the trailer's weird, but people are really buzzing about it. I think he like brings his daughter to a big concert.
Okay.
And then like the doors lock and it's like a hellhole, some weird shit in the hole. I mean, I don't know. Shit goes down.
Okay, so let's just think about this real quickly.
Okay.
He had, was it Unbreakable was first?
His first movie?
Yeah.
Or
was it Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense.
Was his first one?
Yeah.
And so that's
unbelievable.
What?
Probably
he's dead
never
the whole
got
time.
Better.
He's dead the whole time.
Yes.
It was cool.
Hell yeah.
Cool movie.
And like, I didn't even guess. I was
no,
so
I
good.
Didn't get it at all. I was like, what? Holy shit, how did I not
know?
I know,
I was mind blown.
Yep. And then, yeah,
he did
Unbreakable.
He maybe did Signs next.
He did Signs. I think
which
that was
which I was like, holy shit, the
I
dude's
loved
on fire.
Signs. Signs, I liked, okay.
To this day.
I understand that Sixth Sense is a better movie than Signs, but I enjoyed Signs more than I enjoyed Sixth Sense.
Okay.
So,
I like that, that's
like,
fine.
Like, if they were both on
that's
TV. Because
you love Joaquin Phoenix so much.
if they were both on TV, and I love the main guy.
Yeah. The main guy.
The main guy.
Yeah.
From Signs.
Let's not do that again.
What's his name?
What are you talking about?
The main guy of Signs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, we know. Yeah. Just keep moving.
He's the guy who's like anti-Semitic and...
Swing away.
Yeah. Swing away, Meryl. Swing away.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson.
Oh, shit.
Yes,
that's right.
Mel Gibson was the main guy.
Oh, my God. All
right. So, anyways, Signs, really enjoyable, really fun. Then he did, like, that the movie where they wore, like, red, and they were, like...
The Village?
The Village.
Which, by the way,
kind
of underrated.
Cool. Kind of
like,
cool. She was blind, and then she, like, escaped, and then
cool
she,
twist.
Like, got to, like, a highway.
Yeah, because
you're
everybody
like, oh.
just assumed, but... Yeah, I kind of guessed that. So then whatever.
I didn't love that.
Yeah.
That twist, I was kind of like, might have lost it.
That's kind of funny, though, looking back. That is the twist.
And then that's it. That's the end of him.
Well, no. Unbreakable is really good.
Okay, yeah.
I like that one. And then he kind of had like a little bit of a resurgence doing sequels to that, Split and Glass.
Yeah.
And I didn't hate either of those. I thought they were okay. But really, like, mostly he's just really bad. Like, since The Happening, he just hasn't done much. And, you know, here we go again. And we got Lady in the Water. Remember that?
Yeah.
Horrible. So, yeah, I don't expect this to be good. Just not at all.
I think he needs to make, like, straight-to-Hulu movies.
Yeah. Is that going to help them?
No.
He just should have less of a platform, is
really
what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay, well, what about this? Speaking of platforms, the platform is returning to Netflix. What the hell is this?
Oh, wow. Nice work. So... if anybody watched the first movie called The Platform, it was kind of, it was straight to Netflix. You know, it definitely like was, had a couple weeks where it was on like the top 10 watched, right? So it got some attention. It's like, the concept is this horrible future prison where there's like 100 levels. And at the very top, it's like these rich people that get like this giant feast. Okay.
Okay.
And then this platform keeps lowering down. So then, like, the second level kind of gets to eat what's left from the giant feast.
Okay.
And then it goes all the way down to when, like, there's fucking scraps and, like, these poor people at the bottom are, like, sucking on bones.
Okay.
And they're dying and it's horrible. And you can try to get it captivated me enough.
Okay.
Like, the movie, I would say, is a wreck. It's gross. It's really gross. It's graphic. It's kind of a small budget, but. It was a cool concept, and they did 90 minutes of captivating movie out of it. I don't know how they're going to do another one.
Yeah.
Two platforms? I don't fucking know.
They're going to be like...
Like, I'm not excited for this movie, but I bet I'll watch it.
It's going to turn into like Saw.
Yeah.
Where they're like, okay, can we get grosser? The bottom level can only eat poop.
Oh, there was a lot. Yeah. There was poop. And then, you know, whatever. I don't want to spoil anything from the first one, because I think that's actually like kind of worth watching. Like, some people put some thought into it and had some cool twists in it. So I don't know. But the platform too is coming.
I really liked that you just said, oh, there was poop.
Yeah. Dude, name a body fluid and it was in the movies. So.
Okay. How about this? Leo and J Law, Jennifer Lawrence, Leonardo DiCaprio are going to team up with Martin Scorsese and they're going to make a Frank and Ava Gardner biopic. This is what, Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. Yeah.
Boring.
I mean,
I don't care. Why has everyone got to make a music biopic now?
People, I mean, that's interesting that you're just instantly out. You're so out.
There's a Bruce Springsteen one coming, a Frank Sinatra one coming, a Bob Dylan one coming. Every musician has to have a biopic now.
Yeah.
I'm over it already.
They just had a Bob Marley one come out.
Just had a Bob Marley one. We had Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
We had that, you know, like everyone's going to have a biopic here.
Rocket Man we had. I mean, we can go on and on.
It just never stops. I'm not interested in these.
Okay. Did you ever see The Doors?
Yeah, it was fine. Val Kilmer. It was fine.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I mean, I guess I was like thinking that we were going to have kind of like a hype up thing about this, but now I realize that like, no, wait, we don't like biopics.
No one likes biopics. Like biopics are, wonder what biopics do.
And every movie could be Martin Scorsese's last, because he is 80 something.
Here's the thing.
We got with Ridley Scott and him and Spielberg, and these dudes are still at it.
Biopics suck. They never win awards because they're not like any original story or anything.
They kind of do though. They're always nominated.
Always nominated, never winners.
Like Leo's gonna try to get, but didn't he win for The Revenant? So he got one, and nobody liked The Revenant. I can't sit through that movie. Nobody's watched The Revenant.
No. So yeah, I don't know. This is so boring to me. Mm. So boring. Come on. Why are we wasting our last movies?
You know who's
on
so
that?
Excited about it though?
Huh?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
That's
this
who's
is
winning.
The best thing happening for her.
Best thing that could ever be is this her, is her play second fiddle.
This is her going from
having to do full nude scenes
in
a comedy.
In like comedies that
are. Did you watch that one?
Yeah.
Did you think it was funny?
No.
Oh, wait. Did you just watch the nude scene? MrSkin.com. No. No, I watched the movie. I thought it was okay.
It was fine.
Yeah.
The piano scene was kind of cool.
Yeah. It wasn't, wasn't even as good as like Vacation Friends or even Ricky Stenicki.
Not close. Yeah. That is not close to those.
Yeah.
All right. How about this?
What else?
Tarantino. Speaking of guys that could be at the end of their career.
Oh.
He's changing his mind about his final movie.
Not surprised.
Not surprised at all.
When I heard that his final movie was going to be this movie called The Critic, and it was going to have, I think Chris Hemsworth was tied into it, and it had some like big actors already. I just didn't seem like that was going to be a project of his. It didn't seem to fit. He does like a lot of like historical fiction.
Yeah.
You know, like twists on, you know, Django, and he's, you know, Hateful Eight was one of those. And obviously Inglourious Bastards was one of those.
Yes.
Even at Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was one of those.
I think that's what everybody wants.
I guess so. But I don't know. I want some weird sci-fi from him. I want a horror movie. I want something totally different.
I just think that I am annoyed with him being like, oh, I'm only going to make 10 movies. He's
one kind of my annoyed. Favorite filmmakers, and he is an unbearable man.
He is unbearable. Like,
he's really annoying. He just is like, maybe it's just how ugly he is. I'm sorry.
He's
I don't
really
usually
terrible
say stuff
looking.
Like that. Hard to look at, hard to listen to.
He's really annoying.
Really obsessed with women's feet, which is fine. And
I just think
I don't want to kink shame, but
I just don't really like that.
But you haven't seen half his movies. So
I just
don't
like, no, but I'm just saying, I don't like that he's trying to like put some limit on his movies. Like there's some precious like resource. Like, just make movies. You don't have to like
he doesn't
come up with
make a
number.
Lot. Like, he's had a long career and he's only made, what did we say, 9?
10. He claims 9, but.
But we thought, we added up, thought it was 10.
So he's saying he can't, he's only going to make one more movie. He's going to have a career that's going to be about 33 years.
And then you got Ridley Scott, who's 83, Gladiator 2, baby, let's go, everyone wants it. He'll probably make a lot more movies. But for him to be like sort of holding off and saying, hey, you know, this is my last movie. It's got to be perfect.
What's his best movie?
Inglourious Bastards, in my opinion.
I think that's like an all-time.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I would say it's at minimum. I'm not going to like make some list, but I would say at minimum it's in the top 25 movies ever.
Okay.
Like I think it's unreal.
Do you like Pulp Fiction?
Didn't watch it.
Never seen it.
Nah, too old.
You are? Or it is?
It is.
Jesus Christ, bro.
I bet if I watched Pulp Fiction now, I'd be like, this is super boring.
No way. I think you'd be like, well, this is actually legit. I would love to get...
Should I watch it?
It's harder and harder to get you to do a Better Late Than Never.
Should I watch it?
Yes. If you haven't seen it, just for like... Because you do a podcast about TV
and
movies.
I did watch Dungeons and Dragons like a day later.
Look, it's not going to be that good.
We could talk Dungeons and Dragons for three straight weeks.
It's not going to be that good. It's not Dungeons and Dragons level. No, it's great. I really love it. And it's got all these iconic. It'll be one of those movies you're watching where you're like, oh, this came from that. Oh, that. Okay. Oh, okay.
Since I'm just a complete disaster today and I can't seem to think of anything, in Pulp Fiction, what is the actor with the ponytail? Who is that?
That is Vincent Vega, and it's not Sylvester Stallone because it's oh Jesus Christ!
I have to look it up now.
He's got a big ass face now. Why can't I? I'm just as bad. We need a third Potter to get in here just to have.
Okay,
the
here
fucking,
we go. Oh, it's John Travolta.
Of course,
that's
is.
What I couldn't think of. Yeah, I mean neither of us.
It's got a great cast. It's got Bruce Willis and Mike. Everybody.
I don't like that, right? It's got Samuel L. Jackson, Uma Thurman, Bruce Willis, Tim Roth, Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah.
I should watch it.
It's really
pretty
good.
Loaded. That's
it's
pretty
so
loaded.
Good, man.
Okay, so here's my thing. John Travolta, why does he look like a different person now?
Because his face just got huge. He got a Val Kilmer face. Face off.
He got a brand new face, and now he's a different person. Who has more of a different face, John Travolta or Efron?
Efron is way different, and it's a bigger shock,
man,
because he's younger than me, right?
Efron's jaw
is Efron 35.
He has to be
because
there.
Nobody's made it. Like he looks like a really handsome, albeit
he's 36,
big headed, 45-year-old.
I'm pretty sure his jaw doubled in size. They're like, he hit his head on a table. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Maybe that. Maybe he did hit his head on a table, and that's why he got all these crazy ideas to get surgeries on his face. But I don't think they're related otherwise.
All right. Let's move on to Hot Rex and Not Rex. First thing we have to talk about. I just started it.
Yeah.
But everybody's loving it. You are Fallout. This is on Amazon.
I love it. I'm kind of trying to take it a little bit slowly because I think it's a show that would have benefited from dropping weekly. I don't understand the decision to... you know, string things out versus dropping everything. It did well for him. I know that everybody's watching it, so we're fine. But like, I've watched 5 episodes, and I really love it. I love this the stuff in the vault maybe the most, more so than the stuff that's in the world outside of the vault. Because I want to know a lot about Vault Tech, the company.
Yeah,
like, that seems really that to me gives me like. You know, cool vibes of you know, kind of the shady, mysterious thing, whereas the rest is kind of Mad Max.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of that,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
So I think it's fantastic. I think the lead is this Ella Purnell gal is going to be a superstar.
She's the one getting married at the beginning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And Walton Goggins is, you know, he plays the ghoul.
Yeah.
And he's just awesome.
Is he the guy on the horse?
He's one of the most underrated actors. Yes.
Is he the one on the horse?
Yes.
Yeah, I like him.
He's a fantastic TV actor at this point, and he should get more and more roles. But
this is
it's
cool.
A great show.
It looks
violent
really
as
good.
Fuck. It's fun. It looks great. It's funny. It's surprising. I'm in. It's got all these Lost actors. Have you noticed that yet?
Who?
Well, you haven't even far enough yet. But
no, I'm not.
Who is the leader of the others? Again, what was that character's
Ben
name?
Linus?
Ben Linus is in it.
I messed with Ben Linus.
Hell yeah,
he was good.
Yeah.
He's a creep.
Oh, he's creepy in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good, man. It's good. So I'm excited for you to be starting that. Let me know how far you get along. But Fallout on Prime is a hot wreck. As hot as I got now.
All right.
Sure.
There are some shows that have been on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I finished Three Body Problem.
Amazing. I think you're one of 17 people to do it.
I like the show.
Yeah.
I do. I like it. I don't love it. I was conflicted by about giving it a B or a B plus.
Okay, so that's where you're at. You're in that zone, and
I would say B ultimately. Okay. I think at its best it was an A minus. I think at its worst it was a B minus. I think I'd settle at B. There's not a ton of
that's a wreck
action. This is a wreck though. This is a good show with a good budget. I think that you see some of what's really good about Dan and Dave in this show. I think some of the stuff that really made them good in Thrones, some of the ways that they're unpredictable, some of the dialogue,
yeah,
like some of the stuff that they did in Thrones does carry over into kind of a sci-fi show. And like at its best, I like notice those things.
Yeah.
Is this story super captivating? Who knows where it goes?
Yeah.
It
might end up captivating. You just don't know enough. Yeah, yeah.
But right now, it's...
Apparently, people thought it was at one point because this is a very hot property that people were bidding on, right?
Yeah.
So they must have thought, man, whoever gets this is going to do a great job with it. So
I do think it looks really cool. I think it's going to end up still... I just wonder how many seasons it's going to be. In my mind, it feels like it's 3 seasons.
Okay.
And like I just don't know...
That would make sense.
If there's going to be enough time for the hype of like what they're trying to build here. Because like Dan and Dave, the reason that they did so well with Thrones is because they were allowed to take their time.
Doesn't happen anymore.
It doesn't happen. And HBO...
Thrones would have been canceled in season one.
I think Thrones would have never been renewed after the first 5 seasons, or first 5 episodes had such low viewership, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Because it's really a slow start. And the reason that the show worked is because they were allowed that time.
Yeah.
Like the reason that
Breaking
Thrones...
Bad, yeah. Throw it in there too.
Yeah.
Would have been like canceled 100%.
Some of these shows where they were allowed to have some time to really build, and then eventually the word of mouth is what gets it going. I'm a little worried that this show might not last long enough or be long enough for that to really happen.
Yeah.
But overall, this is a wreck.
That's a wreck. Okay, yeah. Good. I think it's a wreck too. I have been, you know, splitting my time between multiple kind of exciting shows right now. So plus we get the damn NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
It's just so fun. So,
okay, well,
but
you're
yeah.
watching a show on Netflix though called Baby Reindeer.
I almost finished the whole thing. It's this is a quick watch. This is something that, God bless the internet, because...
You almost finished the whole thing?
It's 7 episodes, and they're like 35 minutes each.
You're just crushing it.
Yeah.
What's it about?
Dude, it's a strange show. It's about a stalker, like a guy that's being stalked by a woman. And it's a British, kind of Scottish almost, show. Although I think it's like Scottish people in London. I can't tell the difference. But this guy, this comedian, is the star,
okay.
The writer, the producer. You've never seen this guy in anything. You've
okay.
never seen anybody, any of these people in anything. But it's like it's pretty funny, and if you can get through, you know, an hour and a half of it, which is into episode 4, it starts to hit and it changes, and you're like, oh damn. So I think this is a show is a wreck. I get why there's all this internet hype about it. It definitely went from a show that was like, hey, we're going to pay this guy. We bought his show, probably, right?
Okay.
And they were going to bury it. And people fucking found it. And I'm excited that they did because I think it's got a lot of potential. And I haven't finished it. I think I have, just 2 more episodes to go. I got 6 and 7.
Okay.
And I fucking might just try to knock it out tonight because I'm excited to see how it ends.
All right.
It's different.
Feels good.
In a cool way. It's got some stuff that you don't see often. So, I don't know. I don't want to spoil anything because it's definitely like, you know, the less you know, maybe the better.
Okay.
But
I'd be
curious.
They've been promoting it a lot.
I think after people found
yeah.
it. Like,
yeah.
they didn't know they had it.
All right. And then you're also watching another big show.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Well, I just started Sugar. But another one that I'm like, you know, I get it. It's a big budget thing from Apple. And it's got Colin Farrell in it. So we should probably pay attention.
He's pretty good on TV.
He's damn good on TV.
Yeah,
he's
really
good
is.
In movies. He's good on TV.
Yeah.
And he's so handsome. You know what he does lately?
Huh.
He gets fat or gets put in a fat suit.
Yeah.
Or looks like acts like a drug addict.
And you don't
and
see him for like a year.
You never see him. Yeah. And he's transforming. He's like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
But like in this one, they're like, hey. We just want you to be really handsome, okay?
Yeah.
He's like, yep. So they get him in a suit, and he's got his hair slicked, and he looks cool. And he gets to be cool, and he's got a lot of charisma. So he's a, you know, a private detective. Who doesn't want to see that, right?
He's meant for that role.
He's meant for this role. So, like, he is, like, right away he's in, like, Japan finding, like, missing people. And then I think he's going to go to L.A. and, like, search for, like, a, you know, a producer's missing daughter. Like, Nice Guys almost, right?
Oh, love Nice
I
Guys.
I know, I know. Any Nice Guys reference. So it's too early to recommend this, really.
Okay.
All I can say is that it looks really cool.
Looks cool.
And it's Colin Farrell's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot of potential, and people are really liking it. So I'm going to keep watching this one. It's like a soft rec for now because I just don't know enough. But I will keep watching it, and I will get back to you.
Okay. All right. And then back by popular demand, this week we're doing Mount Rushmore and Crazy Horse.
You can never forget Crazy Horse.
You can't forget Crazy Horse. You and can't. So this is our top four plus one of any type of category. We've been doing 90s and 2000s television, and this week we're going to be doing 90s movies, which is going to be really tough.
It's going to be insanely tough. Luckily, I have Letterboxd.
Okay.
And I have gone through and rated to, you know, 2,600 movies. And so I can filter my movies by decade and by rating. So there are 10 movies in the 90s for me that got a perfect 5 out of 5.
Okay. What do you got?
I'll just go through them. I got Fight Club with a 5-star. Here's a movie that's relevant right now. Pulp Fiction, I gave a perfect 5 out of 5. Silence of the Lambs. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
Okay, you have. All right, good. The Matrix.
Yeah.
That's shortlisted already for me. Shawshank Redemption was in the 90s. Jurassic Park and Fargo. Pencil, those for me both need a spot.
Okay.
For different reasons. Big Lebowski, I also gave a 5, although, like, Fargo is going to get that. T2, Terminator 2, Judgment Day is a perfect 5 stars for me. And then I got Rushmore from Wes Anderson. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
It's really fucking good. And that's it. That's my last movie that I gave a perfect. So for me, like, if this is mine, I feel like I need to find 4 and a Crazy Horse out of that. I wonder, like, you know, did you have a list pulled up of, like, the biggest movies of the 90s? What are you seeing on there?
Okay, so I'm going to move a little quicker through this.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, it's hard to remember, like, what came out late 90s versus early 1000s, but.
Okay, so these are the top movies according to Rolling Stone of the 90s, okay?
Mm.
They have Goodfellas number one.
Mm.
Boring. Yeah. They have
I've seen it.
Hoop Dreams, number 2. I've literally never heard of that.
Really?
You never Safe, seen it? I mean, number 3.
What?
The Silence of the Lambs is number 4.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction, number 5.
Yeah.
Close Up, 6.
The fuck?
Slacker, 7. Malcolm X, 8.
Oh,
what is
my
this
God.
List? Chungking Express, number 9. The Piano, number 10.
Who is this?
Rolling Stone. Groundhog Day, number 11.
Oh, my God. That's a great movie.
Yeah. Fargo, they had at 13.
Oh, that's a fucking
Boogie Nights
crime.
At 14. The Boogie Matrix at 15. Reservoir Dogs at 16. Toy Story at 17. So I would say that they have Fight Club at 19. I would say here's some of the ones I would consider just to be mentioned.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. It's great. I'm sure it's on. I don't know where it's at. But
Titanic.
Yep.
Huge movie. What about Something About Mary?
Yeah.
And The Lion King.
The Lion King. Yeah. That makes
the
sense.
Lion King is massive.
I mean, I got Men in Black in here. I got Beauty and the Beast, and Sixth Sense came out.
Mm, Sixth
which
Sense,
that's
yeah.
a 4-star movie for me. Toy Story 2, Schindler's List, Goodfellas, Titanic, Forrest Gump. Truman Show, yeah. Three Kings, when are you going to watch Three Kings, buddy?
All right, so let's start cutting some of these out.
Casino is better than Goodfellas, and I don't know why people don't realize that.
So you're saying no on Big Lebowski.
It can go.
You're
I
saying
love it.
No on Sixth Sense.
It can go.
Okay, so what I have you down for is Fight Club, Pulp Fiction, Silence of the Lambs, Shawshank, Matrix, Jurassic Park, Fargo, T2, and Rushmore.
Ooh. Okay, so let's put Jurassic Park and Fargo strictly on the list. They are kind of, in my opinion, perfect movies, and I think everybody would at least agree that Jurassic Park is.
Yeah, I think Jurassic Park is
perfect.
Probably
and,
the one.
And maybe Fargo
the
best. Is, but you know, at least they made the list of 13, whatever, under Hoop Dreams. Okay, what do you think of The Matrix, man?
I love The Matrix. I would put The Matrix over Pulp Fiction, Sounds of the Lamb, Shawshank, Rushmore, and T2.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think
put it on there. So now we're at three. Now we only got one more spot for a face.
T2, Rushmore, Fight Club, Pulp Fiction, Silence of the Lambs, Shawshank.
Okay, so for me right now looking at this, it's between T2 and Pulp Fiction for maybe the last couple spots. What do you think?
I mean, Fight Club would jump to my mind. I feel like everybody likes Fight Club probably the most. It's probably the most popular 90s movie.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to die on that hill.
I mean, I would be okay with, if we can keep T2, can we put T2 in there? And then Fight Club could take the crazy horse spot. What do you think?
That works great.
Does it? All right. So what do we got? Listen.
So our Mount Rushmore of 90s movies.
So strong.
Let us know where
is
we
this
were
gonna
wrong.
Be. Oh, let's do this again with 2000s, and then we'll be like, holy shit, 90s were better. You know, like we'll know.
So here we go. Mount Rushmore. And I need everybody to let us know how off we are and what we really missed on. Mm-hmm. But Mount Rushmore being The Matrix, Jurassic Park, Fargo, and T2.
Okay.
With Crazy Horse being Fight Club.
I love it. And that's a pretty good Crazy Horse, too.
It's a pretty great list.
It's a great list.
That's a pretty loaded list.
I love it. All right, dude. That's sick. That's sick.
Well, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Go check out our sportscast. Hear us talk about the Wolves in the playoffs and what the Vikings are going to do in the draft. Otherwise, we'll be back with you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out with your best friends here at the Northeast Podcast.